Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
San Francisco Mayor London Breed has announced that she opposes a measure that would levy a tax on large businesses to raise money for homelessness. All right, Phil, let's talk a little bit about this. First of all, Mayor Breed wasn't the only significant politician who has come out against this.
No, we got a state senator, Scott Wiener, and a state assemblyman, David Chu, and even former San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom raised questions about the idea of spending even more money, at least this big amount of money, on homeless programs and whether it would work or not. We're talking about a tax increase on the biggest companies that operate in San Francisco. This could be everything from tech companies to Safeway grocery chains. And the idea is to raise an extra $300 million a year. You have to understand San Francisco is already spending something like $350 million a year on homeless programs. And this would, that's about, $1 million a day. And then this and housing, homeless programs, all different aspects of it, this would add another $300 million to it. And it brings into question, you know, the issues that, you know, we're grappling with all over Northern California, not just in San Francisco. If you send up programs, are they effective, or do they just attract more people to San Francisco or other cities to take advantage of the services because they need them, and that increases the problem as well.
Timing of all this, this coincide with vote-by-mail ballots?
Oh, yeah, of course. That's a good point that you're making. Yes, we're having the big everybody come out one way or the other on this right when the vote-by-mail ballots go out, because as a state, we vote more and more by mail. I think over half of the people are going to actually vote by mail before the election day. Now, on one hand, you have Mayor London Breed, who's opposed to this. On the other hand, you have some big names that are in favor of it, including House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and a lot of the people that are to the left of Breed on the Board of Supervisors and in the state assemblies, or former state assembly people, going on it. So we're having a couple things here. Issue, how much do you pay for the homeless? At what point do you move from taking care of them to attracting them? And then the third part on it, the split between the moderates and lefties in San Francisco, which always makes for interesting, you know, sideshows.
Yeah, and actually that leads into our next question. I was going to ask you about exactly that. Mayor London Breed is a moderate. Scott Wiener is a moderate. Former Mayor Gavin Newsom is a moderate. Is this more about this is what the progressives want and the moderates aren't, it's not moderate enough?
You know, listen, I always love it when people talk about, you know, progressives or and moderates in San Francisco, because, you know, if you drove 100 miles east, you know,
we have our own political spectrum, don't we?
We have, here a moderate is somebody akin to Fidel Castro, and everybody else is to the left of that. I mean, it's just so off the charts about what you're talking about, because any place else, they would go, what are you kidding? These are stone liberals. Yes, that's what it is about. There is this tug between the two, and you have labor groups that are backing this, and others, people saying it's going to be a job killer. Yes, it's got all of that. It's going to be a real watershed event in San Francisco, one that I think the rest of the state and the nation is going to be watching. Is San Francisco actually going to do more or say enough is enough? And I think that's what's going to captivate the attention for the weeks to come.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.